Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk To Podcast, hosted by author Charnell Williams. Are you ready to spend some time with Charnell and her special guest? Join our live conversation every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, here's your host, Charnell Williams.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing out there? What's going on? I'm just so happy to be back. Happy Black History Month. How y'all doing out there? Are y'all celebrating? Where are my people at with the goals? What y'all doing 2023? What y'all doing in 2023? That's what I want to know. You know, what are y'all doing in 2023? Did I say that right, y'all? Did I say that right? 2023. Yes, I said it right. So, I have a special guest today, I have a special guest today, and Champagne is coming on. But let y'all tell a little bit, because I see I got some new people on. I don't recognize the phone numbers, but I see y'all, and I want to just thank everybody for tuning in. My name is Charnell Williams, born and raised in Newark, New Jersey, and I hope y'all can hear me clearly. So if y'all can't hear me, if y'all my Facebook friend, please hit me up on Facebook and let me know, Charnell, we can't hear you. So please do that for me. But my name is Charnell Williams, born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. Yes, I'm a publisher, I'm an author, I'm a podcast host, and I do my own event. Matter of fact, my event coming up this year, May the 13th in the Poconos. Have you ever heard of the Poconos? They're going to be at the Poconos Kalahari Resort. If you didn't get your ticket, you didn't register, please do so now. I still have vendors tables available. What else I still have? I have a few vendors tables available. So I have my speakers. I want to thank, shout out to all my speakers that are going to be there this year. You know, my speakers travel from all over Georgia, Texas. You know, they show me love and show me support, and I am so happy. I am so happy for that. So I think I got like three spaces available for vendor tables. I think it's three, but I got to look at my own paperwork. I think it's three I have available. So if you want to be a vendor, if you're in the Poconos or nearby, you know, hit me up on Facebook or my email, charnellwilliams@ymail.com. You know, just come on, get in touch with me. This is the place to be 2023. If you haven't been to an event this year yet, Yana 23 is the place you got to start off the year 23. I'm telling y'all, come on now. We got some wonderful speakers. Oh, my God. I just can't wait. I just can't wait. You know, this is my sixth annual. Yes, six. I can't believe this lady just texted me today. I mean, inboxed me today and was like, Yana, this your sixth one. Gosh, time sure fly. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So just remember, my event, May the 13th, Kalahari Resorts, that's in the Poconos. If you never heard of the Poconos, y'all better come on, do your research. Google the Poconos. Kalahari Resorts is a indoor water park. So it's a family outing. It's for family. Like if you want to come vendor, you want to bring your family, you got kids, y'all can stay at the resort. Y'all get free passes, up to six per room. I'm telling y'all, this is the place to be. You know I'm going to change some minds because people thinking about, should I go or shouldn't I go? Yes, you should go. You shouldn't even think about it. Yes, you should. So that's all I wanted to tell y'all. May the 13th, 11 from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On May the 18th. It's not Mother's Day. It's that Saturday, Mother's Day the next day. So come on out. You know, bring your family. It's a family gathering. Bring your family. But just to remember, each person, if you come into my event, each person has to pay. So go on the website, yana23.eventbrite.com, and y'all can see the rest of the information. But let's get back to the podcast. Hey, what's going on? Oh, my God, I got to spend this lady. I can't even explain this lady to y'all. I can't explain it to her. Y'all know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna let her come on, and she's gonna explain. She's gonna tell y'all all about her, what she doing. She's doing a lot, y'all. I can't tell y'all. I can't tell her story. She got to tell her own story. Let me bring her on, Sharon Champagne Terry.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I am amazing, and yourself?
All right, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great because you know why, Champagne? Because it's Black History Month.
Absolutely. And that the fact that we're here to see it and celebrate it. Yes.
That's right. Amen to that. So you've been on my show several times. For those who just listening, I'm going to call them the newbie Champagne, the newbies. Tell them a little bit about who is Champagne.
So I am a author, a screenwriter, producer, director, professional model, entrepreneur, with my own publishing company. I'm many things. I am the modern day Renaissance woman.
Hmm. And yeah, she's not lying. She's telling the truth. She are telling the truth. So, like I said, it's Black History Month. This is a Black History Month show. But I want to talk about your publishing. How many books do you got? I want you to name the books. Tell people how many books you got and what book that you're working on that's coming out.
Awesome. So I have a series, The Goddess of Lust, Love, and Infatuation, which is a two-part series. I also have two separate anthologies with Natasha Gary called The Crossover, which is a sci-fi, and also with yourself and four other authors, which is also an anthology. And I'm actually working on part two of Crossover and my standalone Essence of the Soul.
And now, yes, let me tell y'all this. When Champagne reached out to me and wanted to be an author, we spent like, what, an hour, 2 hours on the phone, Champagne?
two hours.
And I don't mind, Champagne. I don't mind because, you know, I love what I do. I love helping people. I love turning their stories into books. I don't mind. But the point is I'm trying to make that Champagne didn't have not one book out at that time. Now, Champagne,
right.
Look at you, girl. Damn, look. Look at
yes.
you. You understand what I'm
yes.
saying?
Yes.
Now,
God is amazing. And I work hard. I work
right.
hard.
I mean,
to,
she, yes. Yes, yeah.
I
she
love
really
my
did
craft.
Work hard.
I love my craft. I really love
yes.
my craft. I love to write. That is part of my life. It's a lifestyle. As you know, as an author as well, it's a lifestyle. And what people
mm-hmm.
don't understand, you know, they think you receive success overnight, but don't look at the backdrop of what's really happening in your life, that you've been working really hard day in and day out, countless hours. And but what they see in front of them is something that can be read in a day or two or a week. And they think that you had overnight success, but you didn't. You worked really hard. You wrote, you rewrote, and you continue to perfect your craft.
Amen to that. And it's writing is hard. Like I know for me,
yes.
it's hard.
I had my times of it being difficult where I actually had writer's block. And one thing that my screenwriting coach told me to do, which was very effective for me, was to go in the bathroom. You know, when you're in the bathroom and you're alone, you think of everything. And I just sat on my bathroom floor and actually got out of my writer's block, which was amazing because I did not know how to get out of it. So I'm very grateful for the people that I have around me in my circle that I network with that actually, you know, contribute to my success as well. So, you know, even though it looks like a one-man band, it really isn't.
And that's the truth. That's the truth. But for those, because I know we got this, you know, Let's Talk To podcast is all about, we're all about teaching too. For those don't know what's writer block, could you please let them know what it means?
So with the writer's block, you have an idea, you're knee-deep into the idea, you're constantly writing, but then you stumble. You do not know where to go forward in this particular situation or this particular book or, you know, script. You're stuck. So, again, like I said, I was given the idea of going to the restroom and actually clearing my mind and moving forward. And it actually worked for me because, for one, I'm a meditator. So meditating comes as a lifestyle with me. So to go in the bathroom, the restroom, to meditate and clear my mind was, it was just enlightening. And it took me out of the writer's block. So I'm grateful for that. Writer's block is something that can hold on to a writer for years, many years. And you can be very skilled or you can be gifted. It doesn't matter. Writer's block can stop you from pulling out your best at any given time. It's not something that is predictable.
And that's the truth. She's telling y'all the truth. I'm just so excited, like, to have you on my show. I'm excited. I'm just so, because you know why? Because I know where you started from. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I know where you started from. We spent hours, not even just the first time, after that on the phone. You understand what I'm saying? So I know, and you, that's why I always tell you, and if you, when you post on Facebook, I always say I'm proud of you. You understand what I'm saying? Because I know where you started from. So
and
I'm
I am
very,
so. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm just proud of you. I'm just so excited to be on my show. I feel like a fan.
No, you did not. Oh my God! Do not make me start blushing on this phone. I don't think that anyone can see me, but they will be able to hear it. So, but I am so grateful for you too, Charnel. You are amazing, and it's like you that help me keep growing and going. You're right. I remember I've done research, and that's the type of person that I am. I do a lot of research on whatever I'm diving into, and I was all over the place because I had 1,000 questions, and you were able to sit there and answer. And the most valuable advice you gave me was you are your own brand. And when you told me that, that went, it was like, you know what, that was a light bulb moment, because at the end of the day, as a new author, we don't understand, or I didn't understand, I can't speak for everyone. I didn't understand what's entitled with being an author, promoting, getting your brand out there, that you are the brand, even though it's a book. So it was a lot of things that you basically gave me advice on that helped me to move forward and be who I am today. So I'm grateful for that, and I thank you. I thank you for, you know, the continuous support regardless of where I am in my life. And it doesn't matter if I'm making zero or a million, you know, we forever will have that connection.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. I really appreciate that, and don't ever lose my number. I don't care if don't lose it. If you move to Hollywood,
you're on speed.
I want to hear a phone call. Chanel, how you doing? You know, some people change when they get up that ladder. You understand what I'm saying? And you know what? It's the funniest thing because, you know, Celia, you did the interview with Celia. I told Celia that, too, when she went to Hollywood. I said, girl, you still got my number. She read my number back to me.
I was like, don't change. And this is off topic right now, but Celia, is, even though she's a celebrity personality, me and her talk regularly, and she is amazing. She is my sister. She actually came down in November to visit me. We had a couple days together, which was amazing because her schedule is so busy now that she works for TMZ. So she's been busy, but I was so grateful for her presence. So, you know, just those type of connections that you will, it will never end through what happens in your life or that you're liking. You're connected because of who you are and whom's you are, you know?
Yeah, and as long as you're keeping it real, you know, that phoniness jump,
Well, you know, when you get to different levels, phony or, you know, money hungry, greedy, it's there. It's there. You will not get past it. You have to know how to contain yourself during it. So for me, I pray often and I prepare myself for the blessings that I don't even know is going to happen, but I still prepare myself because one thing about me, God is most important in my life regardless of what I'm doing and you know, where I am. So with that being said, you know, I just make it important to cover myself with more of his love than the love for anything else that I have on this earth.
Wow. That's great. And plus, you know, you just can't, like, when I first started, I think I started, what, 2016? I don't know what year you put. I published your first book. I forgot what year that was when your first book came.
Okay, because I started.
I was newly. And for someone to, like, give you a chance knowing that you ain't been out but by a year.
Right.
You know, I'm blessed and I'm thankful for you because you could have went to a higher, like a more powerful, more, you know, more experienced person because I was learning as you was learning. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, here's the deal for me, right? I do my research. And I'll tell you this, with anybody I work with, I do my research as well as I know people do their research on me, right? So just Google me, right? But at the end of the day, I did my research and I realized, do I want control of my career or do I want the money? Because traditionally, it's about the money. You know, you get that fat check from the beginning, but yet you have no creative control over your work. Or I go indie and have total control and have to build myself to the amount of money I would like to make. So I made that decision based on, I've made the decision to work with you based on my ultimate goal. And my ultimate goal was to start from the bottom and get to the top.
Right. And a lot of people, like you said earlier, a lot of people don't believe in that because they think just like you're supposed to make $1 million overnight. But success is, you got to still climb that ladder. You understand what I'm saying?
It's unrealistic.
It's not overnight.
Yeah. It's not even just about the money. You absolutely can write one book, one movie, and make that amount of money. It's possible. But here's the deal. Are you prepared for it? Are you prepared for that blessing? Because if you're not prepared for that blessing, you're going to end back up where you were in the first place. So as I know how my God is strategic, you wait for his timing so that you can be prepared for the blessing. Because rushing the blessing does not help you. You can spend... I remember when I was, like, all over the place. Everybody wanted me at their events. Everybody was reaching out to me. And I was, like, I was traveling so much, and you know, I was in this award show, that award show, and it continued, you know, over the years, still very much in demand. But the thing I realized along the way is that it did not matter how much money I made. It was the connections and the networking that was the most priceless in everything I did. Because I went to a book signing where I only made $500, but I spent $1,000 to get there.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I learned to look at more of the principality of things more than the financial gain. Because once the principality and the morals roll in, you know, you're walking with that, then the finances will roll in easily, because you'll have people just contacting you just because of who you are. And one thing I understand, and I thank God that I do, is that it's not about the money for me, but if my name can ring bells and be in rooms where I've never been and make a name for me, the money will come.
That's right. It'll follow you. It'll follow you.
Yes.
That is so true. And that's what we have to teach our upcoming authors, because they think that, you know, you can make, like you said, $1 million overnight. It's not working like that, because you're not no celebrity yet. But in our own mind, we are celebrities, but we just don't got that celebrity money yet, if you know what I mean. But it's just that, you know, that's why I try to tell all my clients, when even you, I told you, don't think your book going to sell itself. Go to the events. Go to at least one event a year. Get your name out there. Get your book out there. Network. You know, and I be trying to tell people, you know, to do that. Like, that's very important. I know, understand, a lot of people don't have the money. But you can go to an event that's in your own, your hometown. You don't got to travel, take a plane nowhere. Find an event that's in your own, your hometown, and go.
Right.
Because you got to get out there. How you, how somebody going
to
know you? What you want
to
keep promoting on Facebook, promoting on Instagram? It's so many ways that you can promote and network.
It's not about not having the money, because if you want to do something, and I'm going to correct you, and unfortunately, I disagree with you. I'm rich now, and just because you or they don't see what I have doesn't mean that I'm not rich. Because in my mind, I'm already where I'm supposed to be. I just, it has not been publicly exposed yet. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with that being said, I think people don't want to put in the hard work nor the money. I literally, if people know me personally, they know that I am a fashion guru. I wore Prada. I wore real Gucci. I wore real stuff. I have real diamonds. At the end of the day, honestly, I had to say to myself, if I would spend this in this, what will I spend to make it to my ultimate goal, to have that experience to get there? And it's not about the goal, because I notice when I get the goal, it's like, oh, yeah, I made it. Now let's get to the next goal. But the journey itself, to have that experience was everything and has been life-changing for me. And I live for the journey, not the goal.
Right. But let me say this. Do you believe, I believe this myself, sometimes, like you just said, it don't have nothing to do with the money. Sometimes people don't invest in themselves because they, it's the fear stopping them.
Absolutely. I can remember, do you not remember me? And I'm going to be very transparent tonight, so they're going to learn something about me tonight. I can remember having a fear as a first-time author, because my intentions was to write and never be in the public. As a screenwriter, my intentions was never to be a producer, a director, and be in the public eye. I didn't want that. My only time I wanted to be exposed to the public was as a professional model. But when God is involved, you don't have that option. He placed you where you're not qualified and qualified you for the position. So I didn't have a choice when he gave me these dreams. So, yes, the fear is there. I still be afraid now because I am not a small timer now. So when I'm in those rooms, when I'm talking to these people that have a different status, I have to say to myself that they're no different than me.
Amen.
They had this dream. They started somewhere. So at the end of the day, I go into that room. I go into that conversation or conference with confidence that, hey, I am who I say I am and whose I am. So with that being said, you can't tell me who I am. I'm going to let you know who I am. And if you accept that, then great. If you don't, also great.
And I agree with you, you know, and just like I said, it's the fear that a lot of people have. I'm working with a lady now on her manuscript. Guess how long it took her? 20 years.
How long?
20. Huh? 20 years to find the right publisher. And she talked to me and she said, Chanel, we stopping at 20 years. I'm not looking no more for a publisher. You want to publish my book. You sincere. You going to publish my book. You know, she was like, it's this vibe to you, Chanel. It's a vibe when I talk to you. It ain't no more 20 years. And guess what, Champagne? Her book coming out this year. You know?
Nice.
Her book coming out this year.
You know what? I absolutely love when people, I take it as a blessing that people are having these type of roadblocks, right? Because even for myself, I held this dream for 20 years. I raised my kids. In 2017, my kids were all basically adults or becoming adults. I think my youngest was 14 or 15 at the time. So at that point, I actually decided to move into my dream. And it took pain to turn it into purpose. Sometimes it is important for that delay to happen, and then you get that fire, you know?
Right.
That fire that you didn't know you had, and now no one can stop you.
And that's right. Let me ask you a question. We don't talk about publishing. Now you're doing scripts. You're a producer. What is the difference between what's the difference between writing your own book than writing a script for somebody else or producing?
Oh, my, great difference. totally different. When I first started screenwriting, I didn't think it was a difference. But the difference is that book has to be cut down and you have to put all the exciting or, you know, audience grabbers into that script, breaking it all the way down, that book all the way down. Whereas a book, you can exaggerate or take it as far as you want to. But if you prolong that script like that, it's going to almost be no good. So the difference for me is with screenwriting is that it's more excitement much faster.
Oh, okay.
And producing and directing, totally different era. So now I'm on the other side. I'm behind the camera. I'm looking at my scene being done? Mm-hmm. Is it being perfected in the manner that I visualize? As a director, producer, it's more of how you visualize that scene and if your angles is your angles or your actors actually bringing that scene forth.
Yeah. Wow. So I don't want to put you on the spot, but what do you love most doing? What's your favorite?
Writing in general. I am a writer, and I am a storyteller, and that's what it means to me. Like, there's no writing. I like screenwriting better than being an author. I love them both. Now, do I have time for both? I will say it's quality over quantity for me. So some people produce 5 books, 5 scripts in a year. I want everything I do to be of quality. So I may produce 3 scripts or 2, maybe 1, but it's going to be my best. I may do 2 books instead of 5, but it's going to be my best quality instead of quantity. I'm a firm believer of quality over quantity.
That's good. Okay, far as writing and stuff, what did you learn? What's stuck with you from when you first wrote your book till now? What's stuck in the back of your mind each day?
I am my biggest fan. So when I write, I write for my audience, but I look at how can they relate to me in this story, in this movie? How can they relate to me? How can I get a personal connection with my audience that everyone that sees this, or almost everyone, can relate to this? And that's always in the back of my mind when I'm writing.
Oh, okay. Because we are our biggest fan, because if we don't believe in ourselves, who gonna believe in us?
No one.
Right.
I wouldn't say I'm the greatest. You know, I don't do that because God is far greater than me. So I always say I'm good at what I do, and I'm not going to belittle myself or bow down or play small for anyone, because I know what I am capable of, and I know whose I am and who I am. So I'm not going to play small for people to connect with me. If you don't connect, you just don't connect. I'm not for you. Maybe another author or screenwriter is.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Now let me ask you this. It's 2023.
Yes.
What's going on this year with you? What's going on? What you got planned?
Oh my God. God is so amazing. When I say he's so amazing, I am in, oh my God, I'm invested in several projects at this point. And I'm not talking about small projects. I can't legally. I would love to give the details, but legally I can't speak on everything. But just know that this is my year. And if you know me and you have me on speed dial, you're going to be like, you know what? I know her, because this is the year and it's happening. It's like I'm waking up every day and something new, big is happening. And I'm like, God, you did it again. You did it again. And here we are again. And now I'm like, you know what? It's my year. It's my year. It's only the second month. And I had at least 4 projects that is definitely going through, definitely did, and definitely going to be seen to this year and to next year.
That's good. That's God. That's God doing.
Absolutely.
We can't take a credit for nothing. It's all God.
Oh, no. I give him all the glory. Because one thing about me, I know my struggles. I know you know, my transformation. I know my growth, and I know that he has had front and center in each part of my work, my life, my well-being. So I cannot take credit. I cannot take credit. I give him all the glory because there's no other way.
That's so true. So since you got all these hats on your head, you're wearing them. So if someone just want to reach out to you, and first I want to say this, you know, I'm just so happy to have you on my show again. I'm happy. I'm proud of you. You know, and I hope that we can.
Thank you.
We are going to continue on working together because you have two more books to get out so far. So I'll put you on the spot. So
don't even remind me, okay? Like, but yes, you're absolutely right. And you know what? I'm so grateful to be here. And I said, this year is the year that people who thought they knew me will find out that they didn't know who I was before, but they will know me now. And those who did not stay to support will regret every drop of it, I promise you, in
2023. So for those who want to reach out to you, because you're doing so many things, you're producing, you know, matter of fact, the year before, you had your own series, right? Is that coming back?
I still have it. Yes. So it came out in 2020. It came out in 2021. It came out, but we still have it. It's going to be back on the network. We're on Fire TV. We're on Apple, Android, and Roku. So we're still going to be able to, people are still going to be able to go on MJ Own Network and see that within the next week. But we're actually getting ready to finish filming the rest of the season one. So, we're coming through.
That's great.
And I'm super excited about it because, you know, you get to see the rest of the series coming up and how things are put together. So I'm excited about that. So,
That's great. That is so great. See, you got things. You're doing your thing. So if people want to reach out to you, how can they reach out? Just give them your information.
So you can reach out to me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Alignability, LinkedIn, Twitter. You can reach me on all of those, Sharon Champagne Terry or Authoress Champagne. You can also go onto my website, www.authorisschampagne.com. You can see my books. You can see my speaking engagements. You can just see my work, or you can Google me. And I love to say that now. You can Google me.
Just Google me.
And you know what? It's so amazing. Do you remember when I first started, I was like, I just want people to be able to say they can Google me. And And I got there by the grace of God really fast. I got there.
I forgot all about
Google
that.
Google me really fast.
Wow. Yes, I forgot all about that. You did say that. So now they can Google you. Because you know why? Because you claimed it. It's all about claiming.
Yes.
It's all about manifestor. Right.
And if you don't know anything about manifesting, I am a master manifestor. That means everything that I want becomes what it's supposed to be in my life eventually. And I have not been disappointed by my father at all.
Amen to that. Amen. So y'all, the Champagne gave y'all all the information. that y'all need if y'all want to reach out to her. Like she said, she on like most majority of all the platforms, so y'all can reach out. What is your handle again? Is it the same for all of them?
So it's Sharon Champagne Terry for Facebook, and it's Authoress Champagne on the rest of them.
Y'all hear that? Yeah, I reach out to her. I'm telling you, she's doing some good things this year. From where I know where she started and where she at now and where she continue on going, ain't nobody going to be able to sit you down, Champagne.
only God. He's the only one that can come in and change my whole life without me saying anything. But they will not. I plan on being a household name, and I am now to a certain degree, but I plan on taking it to the highest extreme. Nothing and no one will stop me. This is who I am. Whose I am, and I am ready for everything.
Yes. So before I let you go, do you got any last minute words that you want to say to the public?
Yes, I do. First and foremost, I want to thank God. You know, he is amazing. He's first in my life. He's my everything. He's my best friend. Mm-hmm. He's my guidance. You know, he's my provider. He's everything. And I want to just give him thanks for that. And furthermore, I want to give thanks to, you know, a shout out to my hometown, Rochester, New York. That's who made me. And I will never forget where I come from. And I will always shout us out because that is what made me who I am today. I also want to give a shout out to my crew, you know, my cast for The Goddess, my supporters, and also my screenwriting team, which Coach John Screenwriting Academy. We're some dope-ass people, excuse my friend. And we're We're taking over. We're taking over. We're all African Americans, and we're going to be seen this year. And I'm super excited for everything that I am invested in. And more so, you know, I just thank God for being able to have a gift. You know, not one man nor woman can take from me, and I continue to, you know, perfect it every day. I have a gift.
Yes.
And the difference between a gift and a skill is when you're gifted, you don't work hard. You just create. When you're skilled, you have to learn how to do that thing, you know? But I'm gifted. So I'm forever grateful that I'm gifted in multiple areas in which God created me to be. And so with that being said, you know, I just thank everybody who support me, who love me. And this year, we're going to win Team Champagne.
That's right, Team Champagne. So, yeah, I want to thank her, too. And do come back because, you know, we got to, you know, people on here, they want to see where you're going at. They want to see. So do come back on Let's Talk 2 podcast. And I just want to thank everybody for joining. Thank you, too, Champagne. I know you probably got to go because I know you're a busy woman now. So I want to thank you. But everybody, tune in. Champagne, guess who's going to be on my show Saturday?
Who?
LaQuisha.
Oh, my love. I love
her. If you're not that busy, tune in.
Author. Yes, I will.
So if you're not busy,
I will
6
tune
o'clock,
in.
Tune in Saturday.
Yes.
So
yes.
I wanted to say thank you, and I want to thank everybody for listening, and we will talk soon, Champagne. Keep up
Absolutely.
The good work.
Absolutely. And are we taking any calls today?
Oh, my time almost out now, Champagne. No, we wasn't going to take. You know, I don't like taking calls no more because when you click on them, they don't want to say nothing. For real, I think I told you that before. But you got
Let's
people, there's people
caller.
On here. But it's just that
Let's
when you click.
Let's take one caller.
But, hold on. Let me click on my friend. Hold on because the time is about to go down. We only got 10 seconds. Hello? Yes, Arthur Charnell. Yes. You're on Let's Talk To. What's your name and where you calling from? Hello? Champagne.
Awesome sauce. Well, that
Champagne.
Was it for the night. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, come back. Next time you come on, we're going to take calls from the get-go. Okay?
Awesome sauce.
Thank you, caller,
awesome
for not
sauce.
Saying nothing. Thank you, caller.
Awesome sauce.
All right, Champagne. Next time you come on, we're going to take callers from the get-go, from the
yes.
door.
Yes. Awesome.
All right.
We
thank you so
that.
Much, and enjoy your
and
evening.
And look forward to speaking with you again. Thank you for having a platform for us, and I appreciate you and your consistent support.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.